Welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. BBS has a new toll-free call-in number, so get your pencil out and paper out. You can write it down.
That's a good idea.
The new number is going to be 877-876-5227. Hello, caller.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
Ronnie,
I'm Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Nice. Did you get the new number?
Yes, I did.
Great. And it's international, worldwide, anywhere in the world.
Neat.
Yep, you can call now, anywhere in the world. That's the one number you use. Let me repeat it. 877-876-5227. That's worldwide, BBS Radio.
Wow, I can't believe I got through.
I'm glad you did. Are you a regular listener?
Pardon me?
Are you a regular listener?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay, let's see what we got for you, Ronnie. You ever hear me read before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I feel like you needed to get through tonight.
Yes, I did.
I'm feeling this.
I'm going to have to turn my computer down. I was a room away and could still hear it.
Okay, do you have your computer on now?
But I turned it down.
Listen to radio show? Okay. You know, I feel like there might have been an upset of some kind or a disturbance.
Huh.
Boy, there may be one brewing, so kind of stay alert for that.
No, please tell me you didn't mean that.
Well, when I say a disturbance, I mean something like a little bit of a flare-up somewhere. I'm not feeling all that panicky about it, but I just feel like there may be an upset of some kind. Are you worried about something? I feel like you're worried about something, too.
I have been. I had some good news. My mother wasn't sick like I thought she was, she thought she was.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm hoping that some things are on their way out.
How long has she been sick?
Well, they had diagnosed her with emphysema and then turned the diagnosis around to COPD, which can include but can also exclude.
Okay.
And did in her case. She was on a lot of Pyralist and then a Reiki box, too.
Okay. That's what I was picking up on, I do believe. And I believe that you went through it and you're kind of like still in it, still getting the effects from it.
I just got the good news today.
Okay, but you've been through a lot. And
yeah.
I believe that's what I'm picking up on. And I was being pulled to mom, and I do feel her, it is better and getting better, but she's going to be limited. There's going to be some restrictions.
She went through a horrible depression with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on. That's what I'm picking up on. And you're still suffering from the effects. I mean, you got the good news today, but
right.
How long have you been going through this? I feel like you've been...
couple of months, but
yeah,
you have to know my mother. She raised 7 of us without a man in the house. And
I know. My wife lost her mom, and I'll tell you what, it's rough. It really is.
Yeah.
But I do feel it getting better. But, you know, I feel like the next 2 weeks you're still going to have some after effects from what you've been through. And you need to be alert to that.
Okay.
Okay, because loved ones and caregivers burn out and they don't even realize they're burning out. And I feel like you've been through a lot. So for the next 2 weeks, take it easy. Don't overdo anything. This is like the main message here. This is what I'm getting right now for you, is to take it easy, at least for 2 more weeks. Kind of like relax and baby yourself and watch
out. I write, and that's a real good medium for me.
Yep. You know, I feel like, and they're validating it for me, too. I'm hearing that... it is better. It's going to get better, but they're just validating what I heard before, that it's going to stabilize and be okay. But she's also going to have to take it easy and take care of herself. Is what
my mother?
Yeah, there's going to be some...
Well, she got two diagnoses, Michael. She was diagnosed with emphysema, which, as I said, they turned that around, and with diabetes.
Yeah.
And the diabetes runs in the family, so...
Yeah.
And, you know, that can be stress-induced.
Yeah.
The onset can, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's had to undergo a complete dietary change and everything.
Yeah. And she's going to have to focus on that. And so she's, I mean, the whole message of your reading really is to, for you and her to take it easy, especially for the next 2 weeks. And then as it goes into the end of May, it continues to get better and stabilizes.
I had a son that committed suicide on the 1st of May. It's his birthday. And I do. I tend to get sick every year, so maybe that's why, huh?
Yeah. Yes, very much so. I feel like you've been through a lot, and you still got two more weeks of suffering from the effects of it is what I'm feeling. Like,
right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Every Christmas and every May.
Yep.
Wow. Thank you.
And when I connected to Mom, I felt like I was being, my breath was being taken away, so I knew it was something to do with her breath. And
but she has panic attacks since this started.
Yeah. She's going to need to really take care of herself and to be alert, and also to take it easy. So the both of you can do that together. Just
right.
take one day at a time and do the best you can to maintain normal and relax as much as possible.
Right. We live about 3 counties away, but I'll get that through
yeah.
to her.
Well, stay in touch with her and make sure she's doing what she's got to do. Okay? And I do feel that it's stabilizing and it's going to get better as it goes into the end of May. But be alert to overdoing anything.
Yeah.
Work, play, eating. I mean, any type of overindulgence would be not good at this time for either one of you, really.
Okay.
You know, it does get better towards the end of May for you, for both of you. Okay, let me give you some numbers and I'll let you go.
Okay.
I got a 16 and an 8 and 5. And this was her son that committed suicide?
Mine.
Oh,
mine.
Your son that committed suicide.
Yeah, Christmas Eve of 97.
You know, with these readings, I like to, you know, I can go deeper and longer, but I do feel an overwhelming...
You might be picking up her son because we both kind of raised him. I was real young when I had him.
Yep.
He spent as much time with Grandma as he did Mom.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yes, she did think of him like a son.
Yes. And, you know, I'm getting an overwhelming, from spirit, I'm feeling also that there's a, he's sorry, apologizing. I keep feeling this, so I just want to relay that to you and whoever else is involved.
Right.
That his spirit, I can actually feel him begging forgiveness and apologizing.
Wow.
With you.
I think he said that the first reading I had with you, too.
You know, I was going to ask you that. He told me he came through before, and I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I'm working with the shamans and the stars.
Yeah. I was. He told me you read her before, and I didn't mention it. Why didn't I mention that? Ugh.
Yeah.
But he is around you, and he's sorry, and he wants you to know he's there, and then things are connecting for you.
Wow.
All righty?
Yes, sir.
And take care of Mom, and you take care of yourself.
I wrote it all down. It's funny, when you were giving the number out the second time, I kind of thought that you said for me to get a pen to write things down. I didn't realize it was the number, so I've been writing this down.
Good. I like people to take notes or record it.
Yeah. Thank
you. For research and for accuracy.
Yes.
And there's a lot of validations on the message board at my Yahoo group. If anybody's interested, they can just go and just read the validations and comments.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. Blessings.
Blessings to you, Ronnie.
Bye-bye.
Just know that things are going to get better as you go into May.
I will.
End of May.
I will. Thank you.
Have a
good
night.
God bless BBS.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a free reading, it's that we have a new number here at BBS for call-ins, and it's worldwide. 877-876-5227. And if you'd like a reading, just call me. The show has been expanded. My show, You're in the Thoughts, has been expanded 3 nights a week. I'll be here Wednesdays and Thursdays and Sundays, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Hi, caller.
Hello.
How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Leslie.
Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Oh, nice. North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Nice area. A lot of nice people. You know, I feel real good with you. As soon as I connected to you, I felt up and the sun was shining. And I'm getting it in a lot of different directions, too. I'm getting relationship looks real good and exciting. Did something new start, or are you in one and it's going to get better?
I don't know.
Are you in a relationship now?
No, not really.
Okay. Anybody drawing near?
Kind of.
Okay. I thought so. Does it got your heart?
Somebody from the past, but...
Oh, don't tell me no more. You know, I don't usually ask questions, but I get 10 minutes with people, and
mm-hmm.
I want to get to the bottom of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I have a reputation where everybody knows I don't need to ask questions, but in a situation like this,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to just validate what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But you may see that relationship increase and become more significant if that's what you want or if that's what you're hoping for. The sun will shine on that. The sun is shining on your life right now. You're in a very nice cycle.
Good.
Anybody that's not, I'm getting an improvement on any health issues. If anybody, you or anybody close to you, haven't been feeling well?
The people close to me.
No. Anybody that's close to you, and if you've been exposed to it or you're affected by it, I think you're going to see some improvements in health issues. Okay.
Right.
Friends are going to be important, too. Pay attention to your friends. I'm having a lot of fun with them, and I feel comfortable with them. I'm getting some wedding imagery, so somebody around you might be getting married or you might be hearing about it by the end of May.
Couldn't be me, huh?
So soon?
Well, I'm just being optimistic.
That's the way to be. That's the only way to be. You know, it could be a relationship. I'm not going to rule that out. It could definitely be a relationship starting by the end of May. So I wouldn't rule that out. I am leaning in that direction with you. And they handed me a baby, too, so I know there may be a birth also, somebody close
yeah.
to you or in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch for that talk of it, activity, or actually having one. You got a lot of stuff around you. A lot of activity coming your way. Also some good times. Good times. Fun.
Good.
I feel like I'm socializing or going to some events. I feel like the child may be in the bloodline, a relative, or real close. So that's another hint on the baby anyway.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know it or not, or you do already, but you could work with children. I think you have a connection with children or teaching or, you know, it's something you might want to explore about yourself.
Okay.
Are you working now?
Yes.
Okay. Is it anything to do with education?
No.
It is?
No.
No? Okay. Do you ever feel pulled to teaching or working with kids?
I'm working with children, but not really teaching.
Oh, okay. You are working with children.
No, I'm saying I feel a pull towards children, but I've never really thought about teaching.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. There's a connection with you and kids. I think you would do well in that field. I mean, if you ever wanted to change or you needed to change, it might be something you want to explore.
Okay. Do you see a career change or anything with me?
I do. That's why I was mentioning and talking about whether or not you were teaching or working with children.
No, I do sales.
Are you looking, I mean, you want to change?
I just like it, just a better job.
I would explore, if you could, I mean, check into, I mean, during your search for a change, mm-hmm. I would explore working with children. I don't know, I mean, what's out there. I mean, daycare, whatever is. You know, any kind of a field dealing with children. I don't know what your expertise are or your education, but
mm-hmm.
you might want to, you know, explore that realm. Colleges,
okay.
schools, I mean, something connected to it. I just feel like I'm working in a school and I'm around young people, so. I feel like there may be like a trip or a little journey for you coming up. Maybe between now and the end of May, or some plans being made, or an invite, so be alert to that.
Okay.
I also feel like somebody may visit you, too. Somebody may come into your life. Did you say the man you had your eye on or was thinking I was talking about was an old friend?
It's an ex-boyfriend, but he's come back into my life again, I guess, as friends.
Okay. Because that's what I'm feeling.
He lives out of state now. He doesn't live here.
Okay. I wonder if he's the one that's going to visit you. I'm picking up on him. I feel like he is, like you validated, back in and coming back. And you may see that increasing with him.
I just thought, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Okay. Could you talk a little louder, or is it?
Is that a good thing, or him back in, coming back into the picture? Is that a good thing?
I feel it being a good thing. I wouldn't worry about it. I feel like the sun is going to shine. I think it's part of this wave of good energy that's coming your way.
Okay.
He may be a part of it. I wouldn't be afraid to explore it.
Okay.
At least as you go into the end of May.
Okay.
Also, you know, I feel like there's a young spirit with you for some reason. Did you have a young person cross in your life at all?
No.
A child in any, when they cross in the past,
no.
that you can think of?
Mm-mm. No. None that I could think of.
Okay. You know, I'm going to get past that. I'm going to, you know, I feel like you're being pulled to change your career or your work and change a few things in your life. I feel like I'm being pulled. Like my mind goes to it quite a bit, and it's going to need to be followed. So I am leaning towards you. Going into the end of May with some significant changes in relationship and in the work world. So I feel like you probably will even be looking around by the end of May or actually getting some offers or bumping into something.
Okay.
As you go into the end of May. Okay, and I'll give you some numbers here. I got 19 and 6.
Okay.
And 21.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I wish you luck, and you have a good night. Thanks for calling. Tell your friends about us, BBS, and my show, Your Inner Thoughts.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Tell your friends. God bless.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you're just listening in, this is my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'm a psychic medium, and I do psychic call-in readings. We have a new number here. The number's been changed. It's Let me just repeat the number. It's 877-876-5227. And that's international, worldwide. Anywhere in the world, you can call in and get a reading. Hello, caller. How you doing?
Good. Hello, Michael?
Hi.
I need a reading regarding my career. Right now, I don't know which direction it's going. I'm just wondering if I should stay with my current company, or is there other opportunities available to me?
Okay. Let's see what we got for you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
It's George.
George, welcome to the show. How do you like the show, George?
I like it a lot.
Good. Where are you calling from?
From Richmond, D.C.
Okay. Let's see. Let me try to focus on your question, your job concerns, career concerns. You know, boy, you're right in the balance, too. Do you have to move along, or you're just feeling like you want to?
Well, I don't know which direction is my career going, so
okay.
I'm just wondering if you can give me some insight.
But you're in something now, right?
Yeah.
And you're wondering how that's going, or if you should move along?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, that's a good question. Well, I'm feeling right off the bat that you're okay where you are. I mean, I'm not in a panic. I'm not worrying. I feel as though you're secure and you're doing okay, but I do feel an urge for you to expand. You need to expand. You want something different.
Yeah.
I feel like you yourself want something different. You need something
yes,
different.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, so it's not a question of what's going to happen. It's when you're going to do it, you know, basically. But you need to get your head together, and you're wondering which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, I started off with, is it a good idea? I'm hearing a good outcome. So they come right out and told me there would be a good outcome to any changes that you decided to make. And if it would be okay for you to change, and I kept hearing good outcome. Now, you know, I'm hearing a partnership and a joint venture. I don't know if you've been getting any offers or...
Not yet. Well,
okay.
The thing is, my current company might have an opportunity for me to get into a position, but it's not a definite one. So I'm just wondering.
Because I'm hearing a partnership or a joint venture is about to come, or an offer, or you're going to see it starting to manifest. So be alert to that, George.
Okay.
Somebody saying, you know, would you want to come in with us? And also be alert to anything that is a partnership already, an established partnership, and you can get into it. Just remember me saying that. It could be significant. And you know, I feel as though, is there stress in the place you're in now, or some issues going on? Because on the lighter side, I am feeling that there might have been some disturbances or a little bit of unhappiness, and that's going to blow over or get better. I just wanted to throw that in case it was going on.
Okay.
And, you know, I almost feel like something might have happened, and you don't like the way you were treated, and that kind of is even pushing you onto a seeking journey and a new career. I don't know if I'm connecting with anybody, but I feel like there was circumstances or conditions, and I just wasn't happy with them, and that was kind of part of making me want to look for something different.
Right.
And if that is true, you may see that even getting better.
Yeah, that's very much true.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to see all the energies connected to that get better, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like somebody's going to see it your way, or agree with you, even, or come over and apologize and say, you know, something, you were right, or I like it anyway, or this type of a situation. So be open to that too, and that's a good thing I'm hearing.
Okay.
Got a lot of work stuff around you. That was a good question. Maybe I'll do questions from now on. But I went right to your work room.
Right.
You know, eventually I do feel, you know, I feel like you may be doing your own thing or changing. So that is on the horizon, I do believe, no matter how good things get where you are now.
Regarding the partnership and all, you know, working on my own, how far away is that?
You may hear something by the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
Either bumping into somebody saying, you know, I got this going on, or contact this one, you know, and either the connection being made or the activity starting or it actually coming right out and happening.
I just have a really interesting comment to make, because I have a friend coming from East, and he's going to spend a few days, end of May, I think. I'm wondering, is there anything at all?
This is with a female friend?
Actually, it's a male friend and his wife.
Okay.
Going to spend a vacation few days in D.C.
Okay. And what did you want to know about it?
I'm just wondering if he is in any way connected to this, or just...
Okay. Good chance of it. Good chance of it, George.
Okay.
Good chance of it. I'm also feeling like it's going to be a very pleasant association. You're going to become good friends.
Right.
You're going to enjoy each other and become good friends. I feel like they might even add to your relationship possibilities.
That's interesting. Well, the thing is, my current company, I enjoy working people there. It's just I really don't know. It's like I don't have any direction. I don't know where I belong. So from what you're saying is basically I'm looking at eventually leaving the company soon then.
I believe so. I believe so. And I believe you want to. And you are going to bring it into yourself. Well, you become what you dwell on.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel you wanting to leave or do something better, and I do feel that you're going to pull it into yourself, and the more you dwell on it, the bigger and the quicker it happens. Now, I believe your friends coming to visit are going to either connect you somehow or be connected to what is to come. They may be involved in the partnership, or connect you to it, or give you some info on something that can lead you to something that you'd rather have, something new. And I'm feeling that they may have a friend that they connect you to. I just feel like you guys are having a real good time. You're socializing and you're enjoying each other's company.
Right.
And it's going to be a very pleasant association, and it does have a lot of possibility to be connected to business and work.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I wish you luck with everything. Enjoy yourself. It looks really good for you. I mean, things here look really good for you. A lot of fun and socializing, and also things getting better where you are now, some of the stuff that you were validating, those things getting better. So that's going to calm down, too, and allow you to grow and to look around and search.
Okay.
Because I know I can feel you looking. and you're going to continue to look. That's what I'm feeling with you.
Okay.
And it's going to come to you, and there'll be probably some activity with it by the end of May. All right, George?
Great. Thank you very much.
I'll give you some numbers. I got 11 and a 1.
Yeah.
And an 8.
Okay, 11, 1, and 8, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you very much again.
Thank you, George. Good night. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a psychic reading, the number here at BBS is 877-876-5227. And that's worldwide, international. Anywhere in the world, you can call in for a psychic reading. I'd just like to say again that I'm here every Wednesday and Thursday and Sunday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good.
Hi, Georgette. How you doing?
Yeah, I've been better this week. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm doing good. Busy, but I'm doing good. I'm glad you called. You telling your friends about me?
All the time.
Good. You glad I'm on another night?
Actually, yes, I am. I missed you last night. I couldn't get through.
Good. And Sunday night, I'll be here again, too.
Great. And I'll be sitting by my computer listening to you.
Good. Can't have enough listeners. Okay, Georgette, a lot of activity with metaphysics, paranormal. I feel strongly pulled to it. I'm involved in it. I enjoy doing it. I got some talent in it. And probably some increase in activity, either in the study or the practice of spiritual matters, especially with the next 2 weeks coming up.
You are so right with that one. You are so right.
Yeah, and it's probably going to go into, I'm leaning towards business and probably increase business-wise or financially or connecting with business work and negotiations, but it will be going into the end of May also with the increase in activity in metaphysics and spiritual matters. Now, I'm feeling like I'm going to have some choices I got to make. I'll be dealing with how do I do this or which way I go with that. Choices of twos. So that's going to be an issue going into the end of May with you. So, and take your time with the decision making. There's no real hurry, but sleep on it. But do make a decision. Put some effort into the decision. Think about it is what I'm hearing.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Whenever you're dealing with choices or twos, then you let a bell go off and say, oh, that's what he was talking about. Okay. Especially between now and the end of May. Now, I'm getting sales. I'm hearing sales, salesmanship, advertising, salesmanship being an issue.
You're so awesome. You're absolutely right with that.
Yeah. And also, somewhat chancy and bold, and, there's a feeling like I really need this to get better or go good, and I don't want nothing to go wrong, and I got that feeling like I'm doing something that maybe might be a little chancy or bold, but I feel like I should just go ahead and do it.
You're right. Absolutely.
And confidence. Just dwell on confidence with this, and it'll go for you. Because it's in a new cycle, too. I'm hearing what this is. You're in a new cycle. And
cool.
In a cycle of increase in activity. I feel like you're going to be doing something maybe outside the house with it, even. Maybe a public appearance. Or
I'm actually hoping to.
Yeah. It's a possibility between now and the end of May. Talk of it and connections of it. Just combine, Georgette, you're very talented and very intuitive. And it mixes well with art with you and design and colors. And so combine that and focus on that as you're creating. And you need to be flexible. you don't like being roped in or fenced in, and you got to stay flexible with your decisions.
Oh gosh, are you ever so right?
With your, especially with your business. It's expanding. It's definitely, they're validating that it's going to move forward and expand. As you go into the end of May also, you're going to be meeting some new people, having some new experiences connected with it too, business and work and money combined with what it is you're doing. You might even see a little bit of travel too between now and the end of May.
Ooh, travel. That would be cool.
I just feel like, I don't feel like it's too much of a travel, but I do feel like I have to go somewhere and do some traveling out of the ordinary between now and the end of May.
I could always come to New York.
No. There's nothing like New York.
Yeah, I can always come to see my favorite psychic.
Yep, there you go. Someday radio's good and I'm always there with you.
Of course.
Okay, now this is done with, this travel may be done with a love, your hubby or your husband, and I feel like it's going to add to the relationship, this little journey, so it might even be a ride through the country or something, but I feel like it makes my relationship better. Makes it more loving and increases.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, it might do you some good. I think it's going to happen anyway. It may be involving some friends, an invite somewhere.
Oh, wow, sweet.
So, yeah, between now and the end of May. I'm just having a good time with it, and I feel friendships are important, and it's increasing me and my loved one's relationship. Okay, and I'll give you some numbers. I got a 1 and an 8 and 9 for you.
Okay.
Okay, and keep telling your friends about me and BBS Radio.
Well, actually, there is one thing. I've got a loan out there. I was wondering if I'm going to get it.
I feel you will.
Fantastic.
I feel it will go through for you.
Oh, that will be fantastic.
Hang on for a second. Let me just, I want to focus on that for a second. Yeah, I'm leaning towards it going through.
Great.
Now, remember, I've been wrong, so...
Not with me, you haven't.
Well, I have been, so just don't yell at me.
I can never yell at you. You're the greatest.
Thank you, Georgette.
Okay, one more thing, and then I'm done.
What?
My son, Richard, is having trouble with his eye again. He sees a black line going through it. Is he going to need surgery again on it?
And where is the injury? What is it?
It's in his left eye.
Oh, in his left eye.
Yeah, he's already had 2 surgeries on it. And now he sees the black line going through his eye. And I'm wondering if he broke a blood vessel somewhere or if he needs surgery again.
I think he should go get looked at as soon as possible. Have somebody look at it.
Well, I know that he's going next week.
Next week?
Yeah. I just need to prepare if he needs more surgery.
I never give definites or absolutes. I don't believe in them. But I'm leaning towards him needing treatment and maybe surgery. But I'm not hearing surgery, but I'm hearing like a flare-up and there's concern. So,
exactly.
You know, I'm worried, and it's going to his eye, and I think it's going to need treatment, and I'd like to... Is this your son?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got an appointment for next week?
Yeah.
I guess that's okay. If it gets any worse, though, take him to the emergency room.
Okay.
If it continues to get worse or it spreads, just take a ride to the emergency room and get him checked. But okay. I am leaning towards it needing treatment. I wish I could say no, but you know what? I'm not hearing surgery. Now, I don't know, maybe time or medication or something else may aid it or help it. You know? So,
I'll talk to you
with
the treatment.
Yeah. Well, anyway, listen, good luck with it and keep me posted.
Oh, I will, Mike.
All right. And you
thanks,
have a
Mike.
Good...
You're the best.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Love you.
God bless. Take care. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, 877-876-5227. That's international. Anywhere in the world you can call in for a psychic reading. And I'm here every Wednesday and Thursday and Sunday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Hi, Paula. How you doing?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
Brenda Brown.
Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling the show. How do you like it?
No, I like it. My daughter called and told me to try again. I've tried before and I never could get through.
Good. I love it when I hear that.
Uh-huh.
I love it when I hear that. You're a regular listener then, or your daughter just told you to?
She mostly listens to you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good. See, word is spreading.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay. What did you say your name was?
Brenda Brown.
Brenda. Okay. And where were you calling from?
I'm sorry?
Where were you calling from?
From Hickory, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Great.
Right.
Wow, it's North Carolina now. I think you're the second or third.
Hmm.
Which is a good thing. A lot of nice people down there.
That's right.
I'd like to go visit down there someday.
It's the best.
You know what? I'm hearing that from a lot of people.
Well, it's close to the beach and it's close to the mountains, so
yeah.
You know,
I'm hearing
not
it
that far away, so.
Yeah, and you got the best of everything, really. And, of course, the living, I heard, isn't bad.
No, not too bad.
And the industry is picking up, I hear, too. There's a
lot of
work.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It has been kind of rough for a while, but things are moving up, I think.
Yeah, I feel it will in that area really expand, the building industry especially, construction. Okay,
how about
Brenda.
Employment for me?
No, you're not a bulldozer driver.
No.
I feel like you're a real good mom, though, and family is everything, and the home, and I feel very warm with you and in the home type feeling. Children. You got grandchildren?
No.
No? Is there one coming?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of? Is it possible?
I hope not. It's possible, I guess, but I hope not.
Well, are they married or they're still home?
No, I just have one daughter and she's not married yet.
Okay. How old is she?
She will be 30 in August.
Oh, okay.
We haven't found her the right marrying material yet.
Haven't found the right man yet.
We've been praying every night that God will send her that right man, but he's not come yet, so we just have to be patient.
You know what? I got a feeling you may see that happen and some activity with it probably around the end of May, towards the end of May. Now, the baby I was being handed, that's also in the bloodline. I hear bloodline with a baby, and I feel it's either real close to the family or within the family.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be another family member. I
hope so.
Yeah, well, just
I hope so, since she's not married. I hope so.
Yeah. No, it's close to the family or in the family, and it could be, you know what I mean, brother, sister, cousin.
Right.
Just that you're going to be exposed to it in one way or another, told about it or see it or hear
it. I have a niece that's not been able to get pregnant. I hope it's her.
Oh, she's been trying?
Right.
They've been trying for a while?
Right.
Are you saying yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I hope so.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, because I feel like with this child, it might have, like the people have tried, either the ages are different with the parents, or they've been trying a long time.
They've been trying for over a year, or maybe longer.
Wow, very interesting. I have to keep me posted on that. If it's been, that'd be quite a validation.
I'll have to call her.
Yeah, and also an engagement or even a wedding around you, too. I mean, I'm getting...
I hope it's Leslie.
Is there anybody on the verge of getting engaged or married? I feel like you may...
Not that I know of.
Okay, well,
we keep hoping that our daughter will be, but it's not happened yet, so we're waiting on that.
Yeah. You know, just write it down. It could be a friend just inviting you to one, just that you're going to be exposed to it.
Okay.
I feel financially things getting better. I don't know if it's an issue or not, but I do feel I'm being pulled to finances. I feel like it increases and gets better as you go into the end of May, if you're wondering about how money your finances will be.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's always good to hear. You know, I feel almost like a move, too. Somebody may move and need to move. I'm not sure where it's going or to who, but I feel like it may be in your realm somewhere. Family member or neighbors or... you know, I feel like I'm also purchasing things for the home, too, like it may become an issue. Like I need to buy something, like it's a major purchase. I don't know if it would be a refrigerator or furniture, but I do feel like I may be spending money on some major purchases. So maybe as the money increases, you're able to buy something that you need.
Well, I'm on the verge of buying a new vehicle, but I've been putting it off. Due to the fact that I'm not permanently employed. I'm just doing a part-time temp job.
Right.
So that's what I was wanting to know, if you saw anything in my future for better employment.
For increase in work?
I'm sorry?
What were you wondering about for the future?
If you saw anything for better employment.
I started right off the bat with you on that. I was shown an increase in finances and like a step up, an expansion of your finances.
Okay.
And
I knew you said finances getting better, but I didn't know if that was going to be my position or whatever, my employment.
Okay, hang on for a second. Okay, what I am hearing is, I'm hearing to tell you don't give up, because I feel like as you go into the end of May, you're either going to have an increase and you're either going to get a raise or a promotion or a better paying job or more hours, but you're going to experience an increase in finances.
Okay.
And it's definitely connected to the work world.
Okay.
Now, and also being rewarded, too.
And also what?
Being rewarded. I'm hearing reward, being rewarded. You're a very hard worker, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
A good worker. And I feel like it's noticed, and it's going to be rewarded.
Okay.
I don't know, are you expecting a raise, maybe, or a promotion, or...
No.
Are you actively seeking employment, looking for something different or better?
Well, right now I am doing daycare, elder daycare.
Hmm. I see. So that can increase on its own.
Yeah, the hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can, you know, he does give raises, so it could be that I will get one.
Okay.
I've just been wondering what I might go into if that ends.
Yeah. Boy, I want to say it's a different job almost. You know, I feel that what you're doing now, getting better and increasing no matter what, and I feel that, you know, I feel like your daughter knows somebody or meets somebody that can get you something better, too.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm feeling that.
Okay.
Something coming through your daughter or a friend of your daughter, so be alert to that.
Okay.
If you hear her mentioning something, it could be a lead there or a tip to something bigger or better.
Okay.
And I feel like it may be a male. A male friend. I'm not saying it's a lover or a boyfriend, but I feel like it's a male.
Okay.
That the connection comes through. Okay. And let me give you some numbers. I got a 3 and a 7 and a 9 for you.
Okay.
And that's about all they're pulling back on you. I hope it helped you.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
Okay. Was that on your mind when you called?
What?
What were you hoping I would connect to?
Well, I was wanting to know if you thought if there was anything about the finances getting better. Or if, it's not that it's bad, but I just wanted to
you were just
maybe
wondering
know what
you...
I was going to go into after this. If there's something was productive in showing that I would be productive or doing something different.
Right, and that's, I was just wondering because when I first connected to you, it was money and work,
mm-hmm.
and it went on from there.
And I was just wondering if my health was going to improve.
I'm feeling good with your health. I do believe it will improve. And the home means a lot to you. Am I correct with that? Your,
oh, yeah.
Your home and your family. I just feel this overwhelming
sure.
home connection with you.
It is.
You heal when you're in the home and you enjoy your home.
Oh, yes. I love my home.
Yeah.
It's when you said move, I said, oh, no.
No. And I'm feeling very balanced there and comfortable, and I feel like I'm healing. So I do feel that your health is going to increase and get better.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You have a good night. Tell your
Thank
friends
you.
About me.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
And BBS Radio. Show them how to get here and listen.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Night.
Blessings. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to, if you're just joining us, the number for a psychic reading is 877-876-5227 worldwide, international, 3 nights a week, BBS Radio, your inner thoughts. Hi, caller.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. I feel
this
great.
Is Pam.
I'm having fun. How's the show sound?
It sounds great. I stayed away tonight just to make sure I heard it.
Did you? Good.
Yes.
I love hearing this stuff.
I tried so hard last night, but I was so tired from work, but I made sure I was kept up tonight.
Okay. Let's see what we got. I know I'm running out of time, so I'm going to jump right into your reading. What's your name?
This is Pam in Kentucky.
Oh, Pam, how you doing? Okay.
I'm doing great.
Okay. You're all work stuff. You're all work stuff here. The work world, boss, employer. Let's see here. Boy, I mean, you're just surrounded with work stuff. I can't get away from it. You just started a new job, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. How's that going for you?
It's okay. Money's not as good, but it's okay. It's a job.
Yeah. There's something else, though, I'm feeling is, let's see, hang on for a second. I am going out to a male, a relationship thing. I am feeling, it's on my heart, my mind and my heart is on a relationship.
Are we back to that again?
I would be alert where I am now, that's for sure. you may see something happening there. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to get a drink of water, Pam.
That's okay. I can't really hear you.
How's that?
That's a little better, yes.
A little better?
Yes.
Okay. I had a scratch in my voice from talking so much. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Pay attention to where you are now, relationship-wise, and...
I'm not in one.
That's what I mean. That's pay attention where you are now, where you're working. I'm sorry. Is the supervisor a male?
Yes. My boss is, yes.
Okay.
But he's married.
And he's married. Is there more supervisors there?
I'm owned by two men, but both. One's been in a 15-year relationship. They live together, and the other one's married with children. That's the only male.
Pam, I'm getting confused with you for some reason. I don't know why. You know, it's like I'm there, and but I'm not there. I'm there physically and somewhere else mentally. Does that make sense to you?
Only that the old one has resurfaced again over the last weekend, but I haven't talked to him in a couple of days because he's mad at me. But you know who we're talking about.
He's going to come back in the picture. I don't think he ever left mentally and emotionally. Are you guys communicating?
He called me on Sunday, and I met him for a couple of hours, but we didn't part on good terms. He got mad at me for some reason. I don't have a clue as to why he got mad at me. He won't tell me.
You're gonna see that blow over. I think it's gonna take that kind of effect. I think he's gonna I'm feeling like I'm connected with this guy, and it's gonna be stormy right up until the end of May anyway. And it's gonna be back and forth. So you want to prepare yourself for that, okay? I feel like he's gonna contact you again, and you might even contact him again. So I do feel like there's gonna be more interaction. Okay.
He had real big commitment issues before.
Yeah.
Major commitment issues before.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be going back and forth with him at least until the end of May, and I wouldn't want to go any further than that. And it's going to be stormy. You understand what I'm saying? Up and down, back and forth.
And
I've
tried so hard to get away from him.
For some reason, I think this is karmic with you and him. Well, everything is karmic, but there's a past life connection with this. And you guys are just pulling to each other and going through these dramas and these journeys.
How do you find happiness through that?
Yeah. And that's about all I'm getting off of you, because I think that's all you're thinking about.
No, I'm freaking out over my finances. That's what I think about. But like I said, he resurfaced this past Sunday out of the blue.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all you think about. But I'm worried
about losing everything I have.
I don't see that happening.
Especially my house.
Why would that? You're working. Why?
Yeah, but I don't make near the money that I did.
That you need. That you need. Okay. I don't feel financial collapse or calamity. I think you're going to pull through it. There's going to be an increase for you, and I do feel that it may come from the place that you're in now. I don't know if that's possible or not, but I do feel an increase coming in this place that you're in now.
Okay.
And I do feel that people around you helping you in the work world and in the home. So you do have some help coming, too. I think that's what stops it from going into a total chaos. I believe a connection comes through in time enough to help you financially and in the work world. And I believe it's going to come from where you are now and the people that are either working there around you or the people in your social world, even family or friends and neighbors. But I do feel a connection comes through and just in time, and it helps you get through this. So
I have a really sick friend right now. He's an older gentleman. I actually met him through the old boyfriend. He was actually one of his best friends. I worry about him.
Yeah.
But he's become such a dear friend to me.
Well, you know, I was overwhelmed with your finances and your business and work stuff and that man from your past coming back in. And I think I'm going to leave you with that. I'll give you some numbers
sure. To
take with you. I got a 4 and a 14 and a 16. And I got to say goodnight. I'm out of time. I'm running over. And I'll be here Sunday night.
Okay,
and
4, 4,
I'll be doing chat room shows on the weekend. Okay?
Thank you. And
thank
as always,
you.
It's good to talk to you.
Thank you for calling, Pam. And good luck. Things are going to be okay in your work world. And you're going to
okay.
be all right. You take
and I
care
have to
of
tolerate the old boyfriend again, boy.
You, that's going to be ongoing until the end of May.
You told me to get away from him, and I did.
And, well, you were just following your own destiny, the things that you were creating, you know. And now he's going to be back in. I felt that the last time I was with you, I think, back and forth. Okay, Pam, you have a good night. God bless. Good luck. Good night, everybody. I'll see you Sunday night.
Good night.
Midnight Eastern Standard Time. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sunday nights. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.